the book Hebrews was 340. What an honor, hallelujah. Part 340, and this is also the last segment or part of the book Hebrews. We've come to the end of the book Hebrews. We just need to do this one study and then we conclude. 340, unto Yahweh all the glory, the honor and the praise. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or check out to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here, every time. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in this study, it is also going to be the last time. So please go to part one. Go and study from the beginning. You have not even started. There is 340 segments of studying the word. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to your channel in order to receive the different notifications, all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. In this series, this is the last one. 340. Hallelujah. We're so thankful. We're so thankful that we could, in 340 segments, sow the seed of life. And I believe it has fallen into good ground somewhere, someplace. Verse 20, Hebrews 13:20. Now, Yahweh of peace. That peace, you must, we spoke to you about it yesterday. I just need to touch on this to flow into the next scripture. The peace must be a capital P. To Yahweh Almighty of peace, that brought again from the dead, Yahushua, that's our Savior, the Great Shepherd. A Great Shepherd, must be capital letters. He is the Great Shepherd. He says, he just calls his sheep by his name. And they will follow him. He doesn't drive them. We don't need to be driven. He just leads us. Hallelujah. The great shepherd of the sheep. Through the blood, capital blood, of the everlasting covenant. E, capital covenant. The everlasting covenant in brackets, the New Testament of Christ. Hallelujah. Everlasting covenant. That covenant will last unto the coming or the parousia of Yahushua for his bride. What a privilege that we are going to be changed from an earthly into a heavenly body. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 up to 58. We are going to leave this body. Remember in the week, my father says, we live in tents, so when it happens that Yahushua is going to come first, we will just draw the tent pegs and we will just go. Actually, we will just sidestep everything because this body is actually the tent that we are living in. Are you with me? We don't live in castles. We don't live in temples. He says your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. And as the disciples in the time of Moses, then they had a temple, but a tabernacle, which is made of cloth and skins. So is this made of flesh. It's a tabernacle, which is accommodating the Ruach HaKodesh, soul's dimension. So when we're going to be changed, this tent is just going to fall away, and we are going to be changed into a glorified body. Hallelujah. Verse 21. Make you perfect in every good work. Make you, that's us in 2026, perfect in every good work to do His will. That His must surely be a capital H. His will, that is Yahshua's will. Yahshua's will. Working in you that which is well pleased in His sight. Who is the His? A capital H, Yahshua Almighty in brackets. Through Yahshua, to whom be glory. The glory must be a capital G. Who's worked out glory? Who has paid the price for our glory? Yahshua, forever and ever. Meaning, until the day we die of a heart attack, car accident, what you want to call it, or we're going to be transformed from fleshly into a heavenly or spiritual body. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. We are going to be changed. Jim Reeves was a musician, and he sang a song, "This world is not my own, I'm only passing through." We are not really a residence of this earth. Apostle Paul says, we're from the earth. We're on the earth, but we are not from this earth. We do not participate in the things that is offered to us. We are redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Yahshua is mine. Hallelujah. We are heavenly bounded. We have a desire to be changed, to be altered, to live from here into heaven, into the place that He has come to prepare us. So He says, Yahshua, to whom be glory forever and ever. Now it says, and I, that's Apostle Paul, beseech you, brethren, that is the Yahvist from 2,000 years ago and even today, 2026. Suffer the words of exhaustion. Suffer the word of exhaustion. For I have written a letter unto you in few words. He says, this which we've studied in the book of Hebrews is a letter which He wrote to us in few words. Why only in few words? Why does this few words become a container of information? Because it's anointed by the Ruach HaKodesh. It's a few words as He spoke it. But the moment that these words are saturated with the Ruach HaKodesh and it starts rising up, this is what's overspreading the world for the last 2,000 years. It's these messages that the apostles of Yahshua and Apostle Paul wrote unto the world. I know there's a lot of churches today that doesn't acknowledge Apostle Paul's writings. We are so pleased that we can have the gospel of salvation. Now there's a lot of people that says that the book Hebrew was written by Timothy, but the history shows that Apostle Paul wrote the book. Why? Because it's written in the same tradition as all the other books that he wrote. Now, Brother Timothy won't write a letter and address it to himself. There we have it. Now listen what I'm saying. And I, Apostle Paul, beseech you, brethren, in the 21st century, suffer the word of exhortation. For I, this Apostle Paul, have written a letter unto you in few words. Now let's look at verse 23. Know ye that our brethren Timothy is set at liberty with whom? Now how can brother Timothy have written the book Hebrews? And this scripture says, know ye that your brother Timothy. So somebody is writing about Timothy. 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Those were the books that Timothy wrote. 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. But he hasn't written Hebrew. Because here Apostle Paul says, verse 22, and I beseech you, brethren, speaking to us who understand, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words, not Timothy. Now he speaks to Timothy. Timothy can't speak to himself. Hebrews 13:23. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom if he comes shortly, I will see you. It's not Timothy speaking here. It's Apostle Paul speaking here. Speaking about his brother Timothy. Did you know that Timothy was one of Apostle Paul's students? And that's why Timothy took the message of salvation further. And that's why there's two books in the New Testament, Timothy 1 and Timothy 2, which is so strong. We will come to it later on. They are so very, very strong. So what do we do? Apostle Paul in his life taught people about the revelation word of Yahushua. Most of the time he spoke to Gentiles more than ever. He wrote unto Gentiles more than ever. He reached the Gentiles more than any of other the apostles with the gospel of revelation. In such a way, many times they wanted to stone him. They wanted to kill him. And that's why he went to the Romans and he preached the gospel unto the Romans. Some of the kings of the Roman Empire, he stood before them. And he teach and preach the word. And he was also busy teaching groups of Gentile people in Rome. Not fearing his own life. And that's what we must do as Yafis today in 2026. As we acknowledge through this study of the book of Hebrews, we came to massive revelations which Apostle Paul wrote down for centuries. We never understood it because for more than 600 years the Protestant churches and charismatic churches and Roman Catholic churches never explained to us how the sun came about. How the Father begot the Son. Understanding that it was an angel who was uplifted and received a name above every other name. Hebrews chapter 1. You can go back and study it again. And we understood how, according to the order of Melchizedek, that Yahushua didn't function under Melchizedek, because Melchizedek was only a normal priest. Yahushua was a high priest, the son of Yahweh. Today we understand the figurative speech, and that's why it's so important. This study has come to its end, But we need to go back to Hebrews 1. Take these studies, these videos. Now you can sit down, understanding, have a knowledge of it. Now you can sit down and do your own study. Lesson after lesson. Look at it, make your notes. Now you see how it, as a puzzle, every piece is fitting together as a glove. A complete puzzle. And this is what the church is keeping from us. Satan doesn't want us to understand this. But Father Yahweh El Elohim, through the Ruach HaKodesh and the redemption blood of Yahshua, came and revealed this unto us. Verse 24. Salute all of them that have the rule over you. Those are the other Yahvist, with a V. Salute all of them that rule over you, and all the saints. Saints here, those that's living in holiness. They all, I say, they of Italy salute you. So Apostle Paul was writing this book from Italy. They of Italy salute you. Speaking to us today is your fist in the 21st century. Verse 25. Grace be with all. Grace be with you all. Let it be in the name of Yahshua. I trust that this study has been a blessing unto you. Yes, here and there, the apple cart has been shifted around, and theology, dogma just fall out of the bus, and we realize a lot of things that we were taught to believe is not what it should be. With the knowledge you have now, go back to Hebrews 1 verse 1, start this study over, and do it in your own time. Our next study will be next week, the book of Romans. We're going to start with the book of Romans. Glory unto Yahshua, the King of Kings and the Master of all. Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.